This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back to it here. 412-928-9370. Chris Mackey's out. He'll be out again on Monday. Back on Tuesday. Producer Maddie's out for a while. He's on a mission trip. I mean that. He's saving the world. Good on him. It's me. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside my man Jim. Jim has been down at Heinz Field the past couple days. We'll get into the signage at Heinz Field, which is hilarious, in just a little while, in the next hour or so. But, Jim, let me ask you this. Oh, and I have a question about I have a dilemma in the 7 o'clock hour with dinner tomorrow night. And this one is right up your alley. You're going to have to answer for me. And your friend Joel Wagner is going to have to answer this for me because I'm going to present it to him today. Yes, I'm going to stop there at Wagner's Market today.
Okay.
And ask him this. This is coming up at 7:30. All right, Dwayne Haskins. I am reading, and this is so funny to me. I am reading reports, even from people, I will not mention their name, and I love them. I do. I love Caboli, right? He's a lovable fellow. Would you describe Caboli as lovable, a big lovable fella?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I like Mark.
I see him as a big gentle teddy bear. I love him.
Yeah.
And so the Caboli, and I'll take him to task a little. He was one of those extra arm for camp, not ever. And what is it? They're bringing in this guy, real low risk. He's not really going to help. Now he's turned a little bit, right? He's turned a little. Man, Dwayne Haskins looks pretty good in camp. You're getting a lot of these converts, these Dwayne Haskins converts. Well, I've been on it since day one. This is a guy I think that could really help the Pittsburgh Steelers down the road. Well, apparently your eyes have been on it. Whatever you're allowed to report, I don't know. I don't want to go ahead and jeopardize your media pass. But apparently he's been zinging the ball over the yard, Jim.
Well, I will tell you that, and I was with you at the beginning. I thought, well, I was in terms of it. This is a no-lose proposition. There's nothing to lose here. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing at risk. That why not take a look at the guy? Why not give him a chance? And yet when I first saw him in the spring, I was not impressed.
Okay.
Not at all. And I was underwhelmed. But I'm like Mark. I'd like to, you know, offer a differing opinion here, but I see what he's seeing, and that I'm looking at this going, you know, yesterday, I mean, he threw some real nice passes. What I had seen from him was the arm strength you could always see. And when it's just quarterback throwing to receiver, throwing to a spot, no defenders, no problem.
Through a car wash, if you will.
Right.
Without it getting wet.
And yesterday, it didn't get wet because it never rained, which was great. But when you put even just a defender on a receiver, he had a little more trouble. When you put a 7-on-7, a little more trouble. 11-on-11, you know, really iffy at times. But I've seen progress here just over the last week. And the one thing, and we've talked about this, the one thing that you can get an idea about, you can watch the development of, say, a James Pierre when he has to try to cover a guy one-on-one, and whether or not a guy can cover, you can get a good idea. You can get a good idea of a quarterback once you put more players on the field. And yesterday in the 11-on-11, he looked good. And Mike Tomlin was asked about him, so I can tell you what he said. And basically what Tomlin said is that he likes what he sees, just to shorten it up. That's what I'm seeing too.
So that's where I am with this, and that's where I hold, and that's where I've been all along. He has the inside track to be the next quarterback after Ben.
Well, I think at this point, right now, it's Rudolph. That's the way it is. You know, and the guy who's going to be the odd man out, you would think, based on potential and so forth, is Josh Dobbs. And yet Dobbs looked good yesterday, too. It was a good day for the quarterbacks for the most part. But Haskins, there's upside there.
Uh-huh.
There really is. Now, one thing he does that's a little unfair sometimes with 7-on-7, and even in the 7-shot goal line thing, is that Haskins will run the ball. And that's sort of, you know, kind of not cheating necessarily, because, I mean, that's legitimate, obviously, and you want to see that in a real game. But sometimes he will tuck and
it's
run.
It's calling an offensive foul in a pickup basketball game.
Kind of, right, or three seconds. But, and yet at the same time, if that situation presents itself when there is actual hitting,
right,
then that's a great play.
Now, is he more fleet of foot than you anticipated, or is he just a guy that knows when to run the football?
Haven't really seen it.
Okay.
Again, it's not full speed situation, but he can move.
Plus, even some training camp hero knows not to hit the quarterback. So there's that, right?
Yes.
I mean,
well, if you know,
easy.
That's a quick way to the Greyhound station, yeah, right there.
Yes.
Or the train station, the airport, wherever.
Yes.
But he looks and. You know, one thing he didn't do that another quarterback did yesterday is he didn't run 3 yards past the line of scrimmage and complete a pass.
Oh, who was that? Name.
Might have worn number 7.
There we go. All right.
But I can say
not
that
84
because
he's still mad he's gone?
No, 84, man.
Or excuse me, yeah. AB's gone?
No, but there's a guy wearing 84
I
who
hear
was
about
the
this.
Hero yesterday.
I heard about this. Now, tell me about this. Speaking of heroes, this is lost in all of this. Lost in Juju coming back, right, which is a gigantic story in the offseason.
Dropped yesterday for Juju.
Right, I heard it hit his face mask, right? Yeah. But lost in Juju coming back, the offensive line being a story. What's going on at corner? Wow, you have a running back that's a rookie. There's so many storylines. This is a gigantic year. No one's talking about this, or at least there's so many storylines you don't talk about this. This is a huge year for what is Deontay Johnson? And I've read a couple times that at least a couple days ago, he still dropped a couple footballs, and he's hot and he's cold. Exactly. I mean, I think we're missing this storyline. And again, simply because there's so many other ones and that are obvious and probably bigger. Deontay Johnson, between right now and the end of this season, he either identifies himself as he's pretty close to a number one receiver in this league, or he's just a bit part kind of guy. I mean, he could end up anywhere on that continuum, Jim.
I thought, and I guess I had missed this, and I had not heard that Michael Irvin had said this until I heard the PM team yesterday on my way home from practice, that his theory is that Deontay Johnson dropped passes because he was thinking more about he had to get to the line of scrimmage, or he had to get more yards. You know, he was short of the sticks, and he was thinking about he had to get to the sticks to get a first down. I agree with that. The short passes, I think, hurt him. Now, in terms of drops, I haven't seen that many. I honestly haven't seen him targeted that much in the training camp practices. And then if he's dropping balls in the one-on-one drills, I always watch the other day when they were in full pads, I'm watching the linemen hit each other. I'm watching the backs on backers, and I'm not watching the quarterbacks and the receivers and the DBs. I'm just not.
You'd be the only man in history to do that, to not watch the skill guys and watch the trenches guys.
Well, actually, I think that all of us, that's what we, I usually go
the
where
savvy
Tom, where,
football
no,
man,
I,
right.
I go where Tomlin is. Although yesterday I got away from it because there wasn't much going on with what he was watching, and so I haven't I honestly haven't seen the drops. I still think he has that. I'm more toward the potential number one guy than the bust guy.
But he has a wide span of what he could be.
Well, it's also the plays you don't make, you know, and if you're going to lead the league in drops, then that's a lot of plays you're not making.
I have a lot of confidence in him. I think he could be pretty good. But if he drops the football a couple times early in the season, there's no telling if he can get back into kind of out of the doghouse again and get back into kind of the throes of this offense.
Well, that was like, and again, I haven't seen this. Juju had that drop yesterday on a long pass, and then Rudolph went back to him like 2 times in a row on the 2 next plays. So that, you know, that's customary what they do. And, you know, I think he's going to be okay.
Twitter poll coming up next. Top of the hour. There is a twist. There is a fascinating story in the USA Today this morning by Nancy Armour about this whole USA Gymnastics stuff. I wonder if it changes the thought process of people. It is, to me, absolutely fascinating and sheds different light, a little bit, I think, at least, on Simone Biles. We get into that Twitter poll coming up next. It's about the Olympics, and we discuss briefly. Hello.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.